is this story even about? Like, now that I think about it.
It's about me getting demoted somewhat, even though that it really wasn't the case. I didn't get demoted because of what happened necessarily. That's what they say. It's what they claim. But what? I feel like it. I knocked over the motherfucker's cart. He was a snitch.
What happened? He was a snitch?
Yeah, he was a snitch. He was always trying to get me into trouble for whatever reason. This bitch is a, he was a grocery manager. His name was Paul. He said I'd be slacking or some shit like that.
What?
This nigga actually said I'd be slacking even though I worked my ass off. I feel like he's from fucking Texas, this nigga.
Yo, man, that boy be slacking.
You know, Aaron, you're slacking. You know, you gotta pick up the pace and shit. And I'm like, yo, are you fucking serious, yo? I ain't even try to hear that, yo. He was some fucking guy, yo. He really was.
He told
on everything, yo.
And, right after he said that, he just knocked the shit out of him?
Yeah, like, no. The main reason why I really did it is because he told me I was slacking after he told on me that night about me staying, like, a little bit too late to help Dad. Like, the grocery store, it was in fucking shambles. There were no baggers up in the front. And I'm working in produce. I stayed a little bit over. I was talking to the girls up there a little bit. Fucking the girl, Yanina, little thick chick, she fucking... Yeah, I was talking to her, you know, like, cause it slowed down a little bit. For whatever reason, like, him seeing me, you know, up there talking to her after all that time, even though I had helped out bag, people were in the aisles, like, waiting on service, you know, and this fucking guy, yo, like, he didn't take that into consideration. He left a note to the store manager telling him, you know, oh, you know, Aaron stayed over hours and shit. I just helped your ass out that night. If customers would have came complaining to you, would you have made a note that customers were complaining to you about the service of the fucking store? You're the nigga running the shit at the fucking time. Get his fucking brownie points in his shit, man. The next time I came in, you know, I addressed it. I was like, yo, Paul, you didn't have to say that. Like, there was no point in you leaving that fucking note. You went out of your way. You went out of your fucking way to write a note. He wrote a note and left it on the store manager's desk. Went out of his way, like, he still had shit to do that night, went out of his fucking way, you know, stopped doing whatever shit he was doing, and then actually took the time to write a motherfucking note. I can't place enough emphasis on that. Like, that shit bugged me the fuck out, yo. I was like, because he was away in the back. He said, you know, Aaron, you be slacking, and I lost it. I, there's no glorious explanation for what I did. There really isn't.
I knocked this shit over, I lost control.